you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The Caribbean Maritime Institute is now the Caribbean Maritime University. With the name change comes a new mechatronics degree program. We tell you more on this week's Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM has been evolving over the years. No longer is each discipline separated from the other. They are combined to offer new and interesting solutions to everyday problems. The field of mechatronics represents one of the results of this merger. Mechatronics is a multidisciplinary field of science that includes a combination of engineering and electronics. As Jamaica's education system seeks to keep abreast with these developments, the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, is set to launch a Festo Didactic Center to offer training in mechatronics.
70% of the jobs in the next 10 years will be based on mixture of science, engineering, mathematics, and technology, STEM. If you take a cell phone, you can't differentiate the technology, you know, from the electrical, from the informatics part. It's all integrated to give a solution. Because the word mechatronics is an integration of mecha from mechanical, tron from electronics, and informatics, engineering, all come together. So it's an integrated engineering form.
President of the Caribbean Maritime University, Dr. Fritz Pinnock. Festo is a global certification standard for the field of mechatronics, similar to Cisco for the area of computer networking. Festo certification will open up new opportunities for Jamaicans, especially in the biomedical industry.
When you have a Festo certification, you can go to Airbus, you can go to Boeing, you can go to BMW, any of these high-end areas. There's a lot of industry that depends on this. Right in Jamaica now, if you look at the biomedical industry, if you go to a hospital, you'll find probably 50% of all the high-tech machines not working. We have to wait on people to fly them from overseas to come and fix them at great price because we don't have the train and certify people on this equipment. We'll not be doing that from Jamaica.
Along with Festo certification, the university will offer programs at the degree level.
It will come with four new degrees initially, two bachelors of engineering, one in automation and one in mechatronics. Two masters, one in automation, one in mechatronics, along with a 20 industry certification and later doctoral degrees at this level.
Work on the lab is in progress. Dr. Pinnock gives us a preview of what is to come.
We're going to open with about 10 state-of-the-art laboratories. You'll see from full automation system, we'll be able to make prosthesis for limbs and everything. We'll be able to cross research with medicine and engineering. We're taking Jamaica to another space. As I said, we are going to be competitive on the global scale.
President of the Caribbean Maritime University, Dr. Fritz Pinnock. The Caribbean Maritime Institute officially became a university on September 28. University status allows the institution to be eligible for grant funding from various agencies and entities worldwide. It was established in 1980 as the Jamaica Maritime Training Institute, JMTI. This initiative was a joint project between the Government of Jamaica and the Government of the Kingdom of Norway. The Caribbean Maritime University continues to play a key role in training Jamaicans and other nationals in maritime, logistics, and engineering. Call the university at 924-8150 for more information on course offerings. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
At 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, girl, we need to leave now.
Yeah. All right. Light?
Check.
AC?
Check.
Everything plug out?
Yeah, girl.
All right. We must win the energy champion competition. Yeah.
Government ministries, departments, agencies, schools funded by the Consolidated Fund. Enter the Government of Jamaica Energy Champion Competition and win big. Log on to PCJ.com, select EEC program and click link to enter. Deadline September 30. Sponsored by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.